Hello and welcome to another Tea and Toast mini podcast. And this time I would love to talk to you about the one thing that I love the most, and that is Twitter. So, out there on Twitter, we are Tea and Toast, and please do feel free to leave comments either through audioboom.com/Tea and Toast or through Tea and Toast on Twitter. And the thing that I want to really talk about is that there's actually a way for us to all get more retweets. If this is something that interests you, then apparently there are 5 scientific ways in which to do this. The 5 scientific ways have been given to us via HubSpot. Thank you very much, HubSpot. Number one would be quite simply just don't tweet with a statement. If you're looking for it to be retweeted, then provide somebody with a link. So a simple link to whatever it might be. It could be anything from an event right through to something that relates to and sticks up for the statement that you're saying. It does show on this fancy looking pie diagram. I'm looking at it with squinty eyes, from less than a quarter with all tweets having links or not having links, to ones that get retweeted that have links are way over half. We're looking at 60% of tweets with links are retweeted. Number two is to politely ask. Apparently asking is actually quite endearing and to connecting with your audience, and asking them, please, could you retweet? The common way to do that would possibly be to put RT, D as well. You don't have to actually spell that out. There is a shorthand method that some people don't believe works, but actually it is acceptable. 51% of people who asked did get their tweets retweeted. And again, this is scientifically proven. And number three, this is something that I'm probably guilty with, just like everyone else is. Social media is meant to be about ourselves, passively selling our tools, but the one thing that this science tool tells us is to stop talking about yourself. The number of retweets for percentage that contains self-reference is slightly higher. Basically, if you manage to stop talking about yourself, and talking in a more, how do I say this, in a business corporate manner, have something that's to link to your brand and personality, but something that's less personalized. This sounds rather demeaning because this is not exactly what I tell people, but I still think have a bit of character. This is a strange one, is number three, but in essence, the science is telling you that to have something that's overly personal is how I would construe that. To have something that's over personal would give you less retweets. So in essence, stop talking about yourself. If this was something that had your personality and stamp on it, but it was related to what you deliver, then that would not be you talking about yourself. So actually that would fit into that scenario on point three. Now, number four, say new things. This goes hand in hand with number three. Basically, do not be boring. That is really quite interesting. Because forever the world is changing. And in some ways this is relating to newsjacking and up and current affairs. And essentially it is saying, say new things. What kind of content do you retweet? Tweet that kind of stuff is sort of what the science is telling us. It's old hat is something that I'm pulling off from this. It feels like, you know, there is a formula that we do see regularly, and if it's something you would retweet, then tweet it. It's something that's new. News that is new and current, that's the definition of news, gets retweeted over 80% more likely. Finally, number five. The most interesting one about getting retweets. We are still on Twitterland and the culture of Twitter. In Twitterland, articles that mention Twitter in Twitterland are up a staggering 300% more likely to be retweeted. And I think this is the really good classic example of how when I talk about people really understanding the personalities of the brand and layering that not necessarily with their audience first, but with the personality of the marketing tool and the social media profile, as in the personality of Twitter and the personality and the readership of Facebook, it's the same principle here. Certain types of people come to Twitter and certain types of people within that would then retweet. So what this science data is telling us is articles that are about Twitter, that relate to Twitter, that directly sort of mention stuff about how Twitter is orchestrated with, let's mix this in with the other rules, that anything that is new about Twitter that isn't self-indulgent talking about ourselves and does ask us to retweet whilst providing us with more context through the art of having a link is something that overall would provide people with more of a likelihood to retweet. So that's my five tips, or not my five tips, but the five tips provided to us, thank you very much, HubSpot, on significant ways to prove, to significant proven ways to get more retweets. If you do believe in this in any way, shape or form, if you've got a comment where you think this is not true, then please do comment below. If you're listening to us through Audio Boom or at T and Toast on Twitter, thank you for listening.